More than 100 people in 14 states have now gotten sick with measles. Most of those infections are linked to the recent outbreak in California. Health officials say the majority of those infected were not vaccinated. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, doctors are trying to figure out the best way to approach parents who are hesitant to have their children vaccinated.
Pediatrician Eric Ball, who practices in Southern California, says families skeptical of vaccines can be divided into two different types.
There are people who believe in grand conspiracies and that the whole medical community is, you know, trying to make money at the expense of their child, and they don't really believe in science, they don't believe in data, and no amount of discussion is going to really convince them.
But parents who are on the fence, Ball says he works really hard to convince them vaccines are safe and highly effective.
We try to assess what their fears are, why they're not vaccinating, what they've read, what they've heard, and then we try to dispel myths that they have heard on social media or at the playground from other parents.
Inevitably, Ball says, there are anecdotal stories about a cousin or a friend of a friend's child who had a bad reaction to a vaccine.
And it's important for us to tell them about the science behind that and try to convince them that these vaccines are very safe, they're very effective, and they save lives.
In Seattle, pediatrician Doug Opel of the University of Washington wanted to know the most effective approach to convince hesitant parents. So he enrolled more than 100 parents in a study and videotaped them during a routine well-child visit. He observed two different doctor approaches toward vaccines, one he calls presumptive.
The doctor sort of just simply presumed that the parent was going to be fine with the vaccines that the doctor was going to recommend and sort of said that and moved on. So Johnny's due for IPV, DTaP, and Hib today. Period. Move on.
Then there was the more open-ended approach.
Sort of invoking a shared decision-making approach, inviting the parent to be a part of this conversation. So, Mom, what do you want to do about vaccines today?
Now, here's the surprising part. When doctors assumed parents would be okay with vaccines, they were. Over 70% had their child vaccinated. But when doctors allowed for discussion, most parents, 83%, decided against vaccination.
Quite a difference just based on how the doctor began the conversation.
Opal says when it comes to public health, this kind of shared decision-making doesn't make sense.
There's an incredible amount of robust evidence that is behind the recommended immunization schedule.
In terms of effectiveness, safety, and timing of vaccines, some parents don't take issue with individual vaccines, but they do worry about the number of vaccines recommended. Dr. Mobeen Rathore with the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Our bodies are exposed to all sorts of things in nature all the time, and there is really no danger, no harm to the body when they get the vaccines, and the body is able to handle those vaccines just fine.
Pediatrician Ed Marcuse of the University of Washington says doctors need to learn more about how best to communicate.
When you have outbreaks that ultimately stem from parents deciding not to vaccinate their child because of poor information or misinformation about vaccine safety and efficacy, it cries out for funding to study how best to inform parents.
Marcuse says the latest measles outbreak may spark such funding. Patty Naiman, NPR News.